This is the Kindy Rockstars Podcast, Season 4. Bringing you incredibly talented singers, artists, creators, and producers in the genre of children's music. I'm your host, Patrick Adams. Each episode will feature songs, albums, videos, or live performances, along with great stories from the artists themselves. Kindy Rockstar Season 4 is proud to be supported and sponsored by Waltmania Public Relations, serving the family entertainment community for more than 20 years. And now, on with the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Kindy Rockstars. I am happy to have on the show today from New York City, Davey K and Peter. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Hi.
All right. We've got an album feature today with the upcoming album. But before we get into that, let's learn a little bit about you guys. Tell us how you got into making music for kids.
Yeah. So we started this venture about 3 years ago. And it all started with one song that we wrote for my nephew. He absolutely loves cars and trains and planes and boats. So we wrote him a song called Things That Go. And he absolutely loved it, fell in love with it, was watching it all the time, listening to it. And all his friends loved it as well. So we were like, hey, this we might be onto something here. We love doing this. So let's just keep writing more songs. And we ended up with a album of 7 songs back in 2021 called Things to Know. So that was our debut album. And we've been writing ever since.
Yeah, that album was very cobbled together. I mean, we were writing it right over the end of 2020 into 2021, you know, peak pandemic times, everyone's holed up at home. And so we were constantly Zooming with Dave's nephew and just talking to him and hearing about what sorts of things that he was interested in. And as Dave said, like that album really just kind of grew its own wings and took off. We started making YouTube videos for all of them. One of our videos like kind of had like surprise success on YouTube. The algorithm went and took it crazy. So we have a video about the 8 planets that, you know, we're getting messages from kids all around the world who like send us themselves singing about the planets and stuff. So that's been really fun and inspiring.
That video is up to like 5 million views or a little more than that. So
well, 5 million and 1 because I watched it right before this episode.
Yes. Yeah. <And one. laughs>
Thank you for that.
Yeah. I've actually found some of my like, you know, coworkers at work or whatever will like now know the order of all the planets because they like hear that song and stuff. So I'm happy that we're educating kids and, you know, adults everywhere. Yeah. After we did that first album, we kind of, you know, stepped away. It was originally just like one project. We were like, hey, we love the song. Let's write a children's album. And we're like, you know, this feels really natural and really like something so fun to write for. So we decided to continue writing. We wrote another 3 song EP last year. It was called Fun Facts. It was a lot less cohesive of a project. It was just more like, okay, like what's in our brain? Let's talk about fun things that we think kids would like.
The first song on that one is about hermit crabs. It's called the Hermit Crab Conga. And it's about how hermit crabs change shells throughout their life. They get in a line with other hermit crabs and kind of switch their shells from one to the next when they outgrow it, which is a really interesting fun fact that we found.
And then we also did like a recipe song that kids can cook along to for like chocolate chip cookies, and then a song about hot air balloons. So it just, you know, like that, it's been evolving as we've been going, I think, both in terms of like our approach to writing the music, but also like musical styles. And that's kind of brought us to where we are today.
Yeah. And so this week we are releasing our latest album called Storytime. And this album is a little different from the previous ones in that it focuses on more story-driven songs. So the previous albums were more topic focused, like planets and bugs and major cities of the world. But this one, we have some really cute, fun characters that we wrote little short stories about and put them into these songs.
Yeah. And before we wrote any of the songs, we like kind of sat down together and talked about like, hey, like, what if we like truly like, you know, wrote the plot of like a short, like almost like a kid's book, you know, like what happened from start to finish and like kind of what these characters are doing. I also think it's really a great album because there's a lot of uplifting and motivational themes through it as well. And I think kids will really relate to some of these characters.
Yeah. Eventually we would love to turn these songs into like actual storybooks for kids, and they can like listen along to the song and follow along in the book.
Yeah,
So that's
that was my impression. Obviously I listened to your songs before the show, and I just felt like, oh wow, that's a really cool self-contained story. You don't know where the song is going to go when it starts, and like, wow, what a twist! And it all takes place in
Yeah.
a 3 to 4 minute song. So yeah, tailor-made for books. These are well written.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you so
We're very
much.
excited about them.
Yeah.
Now, before we
And
get into a couple songs on the album, did you guys have a career trajectory before that chance inspirational moment with your nephew? Were you going down like pop music or something like that?
yeah, so I primarily work in the theater, so I'm usually working on like a musical of some sorts, whether it's at a school or a regional theater or off Broadway. I do a lot of music directing, in which I play piano and coach the singers and teach all the music. So, and that's still kind of my path. I do love the theater and want to, get to Broadway someday. But yeah, so I've always been a musician, and yeah, that's my path.
Other than thinking Dave's also an incredible pianist, like everything that you hear on the album is fully like just like live instrumentation in terms of the piano playing and the different like piano variations. From my background, I worked quite a bit in the a cappella community, in the a cappella industry, as a producer. So I did a lot of like audio engineering, there, recording, mixing, and then I'm also a singer and cellist. And so the two of us have kind of like always pursued music. Either, professionally, or for me now, it's much more of a passion project and finding music that just inspires me again to like be creating. But honestly, like we did a lot of arranging and creating cool projects throughout our time together. But with JVK, it's the first time we really started writing a lot of original music together. And so like it's kind of like this the start of the children's music, but also the start of original writing for us.
Yeah.
Not something we'd tackled before.
And we feel like we have all the tools, like Peter does all the mixing and the audio production. He's amazing at that. So I think we're a really great team in that we do both, we do everything. We both write, we both sing, and he's teaching me to mix a little bit as well
Yeah,
for the
that's the
songs.
fun thing. Everything we do is self-contained. The arrangements are our own, and instrumentations are our own, the lyrics, music, even the video production that you see kind of on our YouTube videos and stuff, that we're just in this very room, actually,
It all
kind of like
happens here.
sitting at our desk and making
We don't
together.
have any like big producers behind us or anything. It's all in-house.
Very good. These are all like awesome skill sets to have. And to think of, producers do awesome work. But if you have that skill set, the amount of money that you can put elsewhere to, fuel creatively, like marketing and stuff like that, that always takes a lot of dollars. So I feel the same way. I am trying to be like a sponge on into the mechanical parts of things, structuring a song, putting it together, the instruments and things like that. So kudos to both of you. That's all great skill sets to have.
Maybe we should do a skill sharing sometime other after this, Patrick. We can.
Dabs.
Oh, sorry, Patrick. Do you go by Pat or Patrick?
Patrick.
Patrick. Okay, cool.
I was Pat up until like 18, and then kind of when I became an adult, I
Yeah.
switched over to Patrick.
Yes, Patrick sounds more adult.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get into some of these songs because they're really great. And the first one is called Frank and I. So talk about this one. This is the song I was referring to that you just the story of the song started and like, oh wow, it's going somewhere I didn't expect at all.
Yeah, and that's actually how I wrote it as well, or we wrote it. It was I just started somewhere with like this idea of a dinosaur, and I didn't, but from the beginning, I didn't know where it was going. But yeah, I kind of found the story as we were writing it. But yeah, this song, Frank and I, is about Davey and his friend Frank, who just happens to be a T-Rex, and they go to a grocery store to pick up some food for a fun Saturday night in. And then they decide to make Frank's favorite dish, which is nachos with lots and lots of cheese. And they're having a great time eating these nachos until Frank starts feeling a little unwell. And I'll let I'll let the listeners see what happens next when they hear the song.
I think it's a really quirky song. Without any spoilers, it draws awareness to a serious problem that many of us face. And I think there needs to be more awareness for that issue. In terms of musical stylings, it's a little like a modern doo-wop-y style song
Yeah,
with
there's
a
kind of a barbershop quartet in the background vocals in a way, because we come from that a cappella world, so we love adding that into the song.
All right.
So yeah.
Well, let's check it out. Here it is, Frank and I by Davey K.
Meet my friend Frank Dinosaur. Not your average carnivore. Giant reptile looking for something good to eat. Took him to the corner store.
To the corner store.
Barely fit him through the door.
He's too tall.
Bought some guac chips,
some
cheese,
guac
and
chips.
More. We're gonna make some nachos.
Yum, yum, yum.
Then
wah,
the guy
wah,
at the
wah,
checkout
wah,
line
wah,
sort of
wah,
laughed at
wah,
our groceries.
Wah, wah, wah.
And he said, "Wow, that's a lot of cheese." TikTok channel and call it Frank and I.
And that was Frank and I. All right, the next song is called Dust Bunny. Kind of a similar thing here. It starts
Yep.
one way and goes somewhere you least expect it to go, but tell us about this one.
I expect the unexpected with Davey K for sure. No, Dust Bunny is one of my personal favorites on the album. I'm really lucky. Dave and I are both singing on the song, and something we kind of co-wrote on this one. The song starts with Davey, and he's stuck at home on a Saturday morning. He's destined to have to do the chores and the cleaning, and his dad's just telling him to have to do all this stuff. And as he begrudges the tasks that are soon to, you know, be upon his, you know, daily list and routine, he discovers the Dust Bunny. And I like to think that the Dust Bunny's mischievous nature leads Davey to a lot of fun adventures that are to come. It was a really fun song to write, you know, personifying the idea of like a dust bunny, which is like, you know, a little clump of dust. But, you know, I like to think in the imagination world, like the Dust Bunny is truly a bunny, and he's actually featured right up on our cover art for the album. And yeah, he's just fun. He's there to have a good time, and
he's super cute.
Very, very cute. Yeah. I mean, do you want to talk about the musical style?
Yeah. So we, with this song, were inspired by certain movies like Dreamgirls and Hercules and the Goofy movie. There's some like gospel songs, style songs in those movies that we were really inspired by. So I think people will hear that influence.
Yeah. It's also a good time to point out also, anytime that you're hearing background vocals in anything that it's on this album, it's just choirs upon choirs of Davey and myself just stacked on each other. I want to say in this one, there's probably a solid, like maybe anywhere between 20 and 40 tracks of harmonies just like layered on top of each other to get this huge gospel choir feel.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a little bit too much of a reveal before we get into the song, but yeah, I think it's really fun.
Yes. All right. Well, let's check this one out. Here it is. Dust Bunny by Davey K.
Dad is making me clean my room on this Saturday morning. I can't think of anything worse. Cleaning is senseless and boring. I'd rather stick a carrot in my eye or watch a potato petrify. But then I look under the bed and something's rearing its head. And then a little creature says, I'm the dust bunny.
He's the dust bunny.
Never gonna catch me.
No, no, never.
Get out the vacuum. My dust bunny and we just met. I wanna take him to school and show him to my friends. That would be so cool. Wanna take him on an airplane, travel to Morocco, dance in the rain, cruise to Turks and Caicos, build ourselves a lake house, do the mashed potato on a jet ski. I'm the dust bunny.
He's the dust bunny.
And you may think it's funny.
You may think it's funny
that I don't have a backbone. And my DNA is unknown.
What do you know?
Keep the windows shut. You never know when it might be a win. Cause I'm knocking on breeze. Cause I'm the dust bunny.
He's the dust bunny.
That was Dust Bunny. All right, next song is called I'm a Bean. Talk about this one.
I'm a Bean. Yes. Interesting fact, we were kind of just looking back through our journals. We wrote I'm a Bean exactly 1 year ago yesterday. And that was really the start of this whole project. When we talked about storytelling and wanting to write narratives, this was the first like story that came to our mind. I'm a Bean is an I want song, sort of a beginning of a hero's journey anthem. Oh, we're looking for the inspiration.
This was the inspiration. So there are some Bean stickers here that we got when we ordered a box of like actual beans.
Bean snacks, yeah.
And Peter was just looking at this one day and said, I'm a bean. And that was like the birth of this song. So
like, Dave literally ran to the piano and was like, wait, we've got something here. And then we just started, it just like unraveled over the day. It's about a small bean who is kind of just starting his life and already wanting more than what he's being told he should, right? Otherwise be content with. He's always being expected to fit in a can, but there's few in which he feels he belongs. And you know, it's about challenging the expectations that are set on you in terms of like where your journey or where your path is going to lead you. Yeah. And at the same time, it's also a really fun song that's chocked full of bean puns. So I would challenge all listeners to kind of count how many bean puns they can hear. Anytime we've shown this to friends or whatever, there's always more than what they've actually counted on. So hopefully you guys can catch a few of them.
Let us know how many you can hear.
Yeah. Patrick.
I was about to say, I think this might be the only song ever written from the perspective of a bean.
Oh, I hope so.
I think so too.
Yeah,
I've never heard one. So,
and there's a lot for this little bean to say, and a lot in his heart.
He's a good guy. He's a hero.
Yeah.
So
it's definitely the one that I think draws most influence from the musical theater world in terms of a style. It's like very much so like something that you could maybe hear in a Broadway musical. We brought on our friend Tom Purcell to play violin in this song. Across the album, I'm actually playing quite a bit of live cello to supplement the instrumentation. But this one, we felt it needed a fuller string section to make it feel like just more lush and more vibrant. So I think that'll come across too.
Yeah, cool. Peter's also an amazing cellist, as you can hear.
All right, well, let's check it out. Here it is, I'm a Bean by Davey Kay.
Coming up out of the ground, I'm on the tallest route around, climbing toward the sun. Soaking in the April showers, hey there, have you seen my flowers? My life has only just begun. I've been through termination, thanks to my determination. Fell from my plant, then I hit the ground. Here's where my journey begins, I've packed up all my nutrients. Get ready to hear my sound. I'm a bean, and there's so much that I haven't seen. Words cannot express so much, this world ain't ready for me. I'm among the very best. I'm lean and green and packed with protein. I'm a bean. Everyone expects me to fit in a can, but there are few in which I feel I belong.
In which you feel you belong.
I'll be in a pot among my brothers, but I know that I'm not like the others. I gotta sing my song.
He's got to sing
they
song.
Say, be just another lime a dozen. Ha! Are you kidding me? I may be green, but I know my worth, and you'll see. Not gonna sit around and wait for the sun to dry me out. I know my destiny is calling me. I'm a bean, and I'm breaking out of my routine. I was never meant to be a cog in a machine. I'm going farther than I ever dreamed. I'm gonna do you proud, it's time to live out loud. I've never seen a bean on my TV screen. Think of all the little beans I could inspire. Maybe one day they could all feel seen. And we'll keep lifting one another higher and higher. There's gotta be a first and I can break the mold. Beans shouldn't have to be just what they're told. Now I know I have a dream, but it's more than just for me. any bean you've seen. I've got so much to show the world, and I'm bursting at the seams. There's no lagoon who can outshine me. Ask me why, I'll answer with pride. I'll see my vision come alive. And a mama will provide. I'm a bee.
And that was I'm a Bean. And the last song we're going to feature here is called Captain Kate. And you have a guest vocalist on this one named Catherine Allison. So talk a little bit about this one.
Yeah, so Captain Kate, the song, was inspired by Captain Kate McHugh, who is the current captain on Celebrity Cruise Lines. She's a real person. And she also happens to be the first female American captain of a mega cruise ship. So she broke down a lot of boundaries. And with this song, I really wanted to tell the story of a powerful woman figure in our society who is still breaking down boundaries. And I hope that her story can inspire children and adults of all ages. And the theme with this one is that you can change your own future, you can chase your dreams. And I hope that the real Captain Kate hears our song here and absolutely loves it. And I hope she's inspired by it as well.
Yeah, and our friend Catherine Allison, as you mentioned, is featured on the song as Captain Kate. She's an incredible vocalist.
Yeah, she's been on Broadway. She's a dear friend of ours. And she sings the part of Captain Kate. And the musical stylings with this one, it kind of draws from 90s power ballads. This is kind of more of a ballad song on the album. And I love that decade of music. So that's where this one came from.
Very good. All right. Well, we're going to play it now. Here it is, Captain Kate by Davey K, featuring Catherine Allison, and dedicated to Captain Kate of Celebrity Cruise Lines.
There once was a girl named Kate who grew up near the Golden Gate. She dreamed of living life on the sea. Courage was what she possessed. Her parents proudly could attest. Then they asked her, "What do you want to be?"
"I want to be captain and sail the ocean blue to the ends of the earth. Just me and my crew. The helm is where I'll be. I belong there waiting. You'll see I've got the world to navigate. I'll be Captain Kate. I'll be Captain Kate."
She put in the work year after year. She wanted this, that was clear. Ship of her own, the first in command. Maritime school was the hardest part, but she was strong and she was smart. She got through just like she had planned.
Captain Kate, Captain Kate, Captain Kate, Captain Kate.
And that was Captain Kate, and that wraps up our song features. The album is called Storytime. So, Davey and Peter, let everybody know, where can they stream, purchase, download your music? When will this album be available? And how can people find and connect with you?
Yes, our album Storytime will be available Tuesday, August 29th. You can find it on Spotify, Apple Music, and Tidal. And we do have a YouTube channel, which is at HeyDavyK. We have videos for every song that we've done. For this album, we're still working on the videos, but they will be out over the course of this month. So check that out. And
you can also follow Davy K on Instagram at HeyDavyK. And for those who are interested, actually, as of Tuesday, and I think we'll maybe out by Tuesday, the music video for I'm a Bean will also be officially out everywhere. So check out the music video for I'm a Bean while you're streaming.
Yeah, and that video is cool because it shows a behind the scenes look at how we produce a song right in our studio here. So we filmed the recording process.
Very cool. Well, Davy K and Peter, thank you so much for coming on the show. I wish you the best of luck with your new album and look forward to keeping in touch.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us, yes. Patrick. This is really awesome to get to talk about our music. I'm here.
Yeah.
You got it.
I really appreciate it.
Yep. Take care.